שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר כתבי
ברכות. Hello, we are learning the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 53. You can watch the lesson at Camp TV. You can also ask questions there. Selected questions that are relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson. Introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 53.
We already see that in this introduction, Baal HaSulam essentially opens before us the whole process of what man needs to go through in order to fully realize himself, through what stages he goes through, by what does he go through them, what questions did he start from, how he reviews them and how they help him come to the right path and advance in it, not to all kinds of false goals, imaginary goals and so on, but to the real goal, and to conclude all the process, even though through great effort and great scrutinies, but in coming to the goal, which is his final correction. It's a very, very complex introduction, rich with many details that in the meantime we cannot go into and examine and see all the different branches that we at some point need to scrutinize. But in the meantime, we continue according to the same straight line. Again and again, how a person takes this path so that on the whole he can determine that there's none else besides him, good that does good, or listen, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. On top of all the conditions that emerge in him. So let's continue.
Item 53. We must know that the whole matter of the work in keeping Torah and mitzvot by way of choice applies primarily to the two aforementioned discernments of concealed providence. Ben Hehe says about that time, the reward is according to the pain. Since his guidance is not revealed, it is impossible to see him, but only in concealment of the face, from behind, as one who sees one's friend from behind and might doubt and think he is another. In this manner, one is always left with a choice whether to keep his will or break it. This is because troubles and pains he suffers make him doubt the reality of his guidance over his creations, whether in the first manner, which are the mistakes, or in the second manner, which are the sins. In any case, one is still in great pain and labor. The writing says about this time, anything you find that your hand can do by your strength, do. This is because he will not be granted the revelation of the face, the complete measure of his goodness, before he exerts and does whatever is in his power to do. And the reward is according to the pain.
Meaning that we need to understandingly accept all the obstacles that come from our vessels that are not corrected. And on top of that, we need to try, through connection with the Ten and greatness with the Creator, turn to the Creator, to correct each and every obstacle, and on top of the obstacle, let us know Him. To come from concealment to revelation, which is certainly all in order to discover the greatness of the Creator. All right? Can we continue? Yes.
Yesterday we said that during the concealment, the person is like, is as though denied of choice, that there cannot be choice during the concealment.
Can't be a choice in what? To come out of the concealment?
So where is the choice during the concealment?
During the concealment, he is wicked, evil. What does that mean? It means that the broken vessels are dominant in him. But with it, he also has a point in the heart, which is always standing by, according to man's preparation, by the environment, to receive somewhat of the greatness of the Creator through the environment, and begin to take care of himself in order to emerge from concealment to revelation. Concealment to revelation doesn't mean revealing the Creator or not. It means honoring the Creator and crowning Him on top of everything that happens. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one.
So this is the choice?
The choice is what? I'm asking.
In bringing greatness of the Creator?
No, not... Let's say this. That the greatness of the Creator will rule over the person.
Despite the concealment.
The concealment, he doesn't want to touch it. He wants, despite the concealment, to be in faith. He doesn't want reason, he wants faith. Well, soon, a little bit, bit by bit. But it's good that you think about it, that you don't yet understand it so well, but it somehow is heard a little bit. Yes.
Maybe it's the same question too. He writes that man's choice is to do his will. What is to do his will in concealment of the face?
The Creator wants us to know Him as the only force that works on us.
Can you choose to determine such a thing?
I want to determine that. I, my whole effort from dawn to dusk and from night to morning is that I wish to discover that there's only one source that governs me and does everything, and designs reality, which I call the world, designs all kinds of qualities in me, thoughts and desires, everything, Him. What's left? He leaves me with this vacant point, central point, called the point in the heart, which demands to recognize Him. And then I develop a concern. I awaken a concern. I increase my concern for how I am always inclined in a direction to be understanding, feeling, knowing in all my bones, in such a sensation that I'm only ruled by the Creator. Even though He's not revealed, but in my effort, that's what I wish to determine.
to do His will. What is His will? Every moment in my life, what I get is His will. Is this how I should relate to it?
His desire that we will discover that in all the states, throughout my whole perception of reality, the way I see myself and the environment around me, everything, that I come to such a determination that it's all established, designed by the Creator. In every moment, He designs me and my world.
Now that we spoke about concealment of the face, we said that in your tool, vessel of sensation, you disagree with it. You agree that He creates it, but initially you don't agree with what He creates.
The Creator keeps hiding and hiding. He keeps bringing these scenes to me that I forget about Him, that He disappears. And I see myself in the world. And each time, through effort, I need to bring reality back to truth.
What's not clear to me is how you come to a state where you don't resist what it does to you. Well, you can attribute it, but
I don't have a reason to resist. On top of what He's doing, I need to bring back the mistress, or it's all the correct, comes from the corrected form. The Creator shapes me in the world. He does it, and He confuses me to see that it's seemingly not Him, and I have to bring Him back into the picture. That it's all Him. The imaginary world, my imaginary self, and He shapes that whole imagination. Yes.
How do you start to see that what He does to you is good?
Good for me is that I make Him rule over everything happening. That's what's called good. Meaning, in making Him a ruler, that's good. Not good in my feeling, in the sense of a good feeling, but rather that I've managed and succeeded in making Him the ruler.
So you don't have any consideration on what you feel in the Kli, but only in His control over you.
Yeah, you have to come to a state where if you bring the Creator to be the ruler and the orchestrator, it's not ridding you from problems. But whether, as it says, even if I walk in the valley of darkness, I will not see evil, for You are with me. And bit by bit, until all the negative things go away, not because they just vanish by themselves, but because it's because you determine that the true form is that He rules. And He rules whether it's good or bad in my feeling. That doesn't matter. I can't... We'll have to clarify this. Surely, In the final correction, only the addition of your faith is what turns all the horrible aspects of the broken, empty Kli to a complete and corrected and full Kli. It's only your attitude, what's called the greatness of the Creator.
In order to determine that there's none else besides Him and it came from Him, we have to first of all place half a shekel, make the effort to do the effort on my part. What is it that I should do?
I don't know. search. Don't look for me to answer all your questions here, or that even if I answer, that it will be clear to you. Because it will be clear only on the condition that you can internally turn around all the data into a picture. Beforehand, even if you hear or not, it doesn't. So there are things that I don't even intend to answer. You have to be seeking, personally, as well as in the 10, and throughout the whole group, including all our friends around the world. We're already interconnected. You're going to have to discover that you depend not just on the 10, but on, just like we depend on the world. Why were we privileged in entering all of this? Because the world needs correction, not because of us. Similarly, you'll start recognizing that we depend on all our friends around the world. If they all advance together, we will all succeed. Where are we?
54. When the Creator sees that one has completed one's measure of exertion and finished everything he had to do by the power of his choice and his strengthening of faith in the Creator helps him. Then one attains open providence, meaning the revelation of the face. Then he is rewarded with complete repentance, meaning he adheres to the Creator once more with his heart, soul, and might, as though naturally drawn by the attainment of the open providence.
But it's not that he's doing work in one place and then the Creator appears to him in another place. Rather, the Creator makes efforts in order to discover the good that does good, that there's none else besides him, in each and every state that the Creator arranges for him through a lot of exertion and different efforts in the 10, in each and every thing that he has in every moment of his day. And when he concludes the quota of exertion, then the Creator, in the efforts he made, in the kli that he has prepared, that's where the Creator is revealed. All right? Go ahead. Wait. What? Amnon. Pass the microphone. So few microphones.
The created being is a feeling being. We are all feeling. Without feeling, there's nothing.
Right.
So if there is no created being, there's no creature. So what exactly is hidden from me?
You want to say this. From what level of feeling the created being begins? The created being begins from feeling the lack of the Creator.
What is the deficiency of the Creator?
That he looks for what's the meaning of life, what do I live for, what is the purpose of my life.
I am a student, and even if I'm still working Lolishma, not for her sake, that's clear, I recognize that there's a force operating on me, so what's hidden from me? I don't feel him, I don't see him, I don't hear him. How can I feel that there's a Creator and he's concealed from me somehow?
Wait, do you lack anything or not?
Do I lack anything?
Yes. If you lack knowing Who am I? What am I? Where am I from? What for? What about what is my life for? All those essential things, those fundamental things. That's the beginning of the questions of the humankind. An animal doesn't ask. I met a lot of people in the world in my life that I tried to kind of open them up a little. And I heard, why should I hear these things? I don't want to know. You know, kind of, the less you know, the better you sleep. You know, that's it.
Yeah, if you gain knowledge, you gain pain. But for me, if I want to feel the Creator, I have to build within me something that will feel Him. Otherwise, I won't feel Him.
So people who feel they lack the knowledge about the essence of their life, why do I live? What for? Not just to pass life, to, you know, to study, to get a profession, to do all kinds of things, to succeed in life. But if I want to know something deeper, what is life for? What is it all for? Why was man created? If I have these questions, I cannot find an answer in this life. As much as I research, if I go to biologists, zoologists, they don't know. Physicists or others don't know also. They know about matter, but why does matter exist? They don't know. It comes from a level above, beyond matter, something that preceded, not that preceded the evolution of matter, but the creation of matter itself. And if I have that question, I must eventually solve it. Why? Because it makes my life bitter. Why do I need to know about life and what's happening in life if I don't know what all of life is for?
So this is called concealment? This is what's hidden?
Yes, yeah.
You're saying also? Like there's other things too?
No. That's all. But when I'm going to solve this problem, where am I from? Why? What this life is for, etc., the meaning of life, I discover a lot of questions on the way that I cannot solve with my mind and heart. And then through these searches, I come to a point where I have to develop myself to a different level of perceiving reality. If I'm going with what I have in my hands to research reality, I'm not going to research anything. But if I understand that if I had more vessels in order to get into reality, then I would find the reason for it. Where is it from? The root. All in all, what we're looking for is, where are we coming from? What's our root? And that's how you come to the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's how people discover it, from a lack, from a great frustration. And then, through their effort, but it's the Creator who precedes them and reveals Himself to them through all sorts of hints. Do something there, do something here. He's working behind the scenes. And then they develop themselves. They think they're discovering they should do this or that. We need a new emotion, a new mind to go above reason. All of a sudden they see that. And that's how they come to a point where they think they've found the ability to discover the true nature, but it is certainly predetermined in nature, and they did it following upper roots. But whatever happens, we have a wisdom that we need to acquire, even when it's already made for us and written. And what Kabbalists haven't done to try to bring us closer to that, and the wisdom closer to us, and you see that still there is no compatibility, there is a missing communication for us to be truly, truly connecting with the wisdom of Kabbalah and the Creator that we attain through it.
Thank you, Av.
Okay, let's continue.
Item 55. These above attainment and repentance come to a person in 2 degrees.
Meaning that the Creator, after a lot of effort the person makes, he becomes revealed, because he can be revealed as a result of the efforts, of the lacks, deficiencies, all sorts of qualities that man has developed through making these efforts. And then the Creator appears there, and it's not like, you know, we can say the Creator waits for a man to finish, to complete his efforts, and then he appears through the effort that a person made. There's a set of laws here. The moment we fill the quota of efforts in quality and quantity that needs to be there, then the upper root appears to us to the extent that is suitable to our efforts. If we make greater efforts, we discover more. There's no concealment on behalf of the upper one. There's only a concealment that has to do with our effort. And that's it. But we speak in such a way that the Creator as if plays and hides and does this or that.
The first is the attainment of providence of absolute reward and punishment. Besides attaining the reward for every mitzvah in the next world in utter clarity, he is also rewarded with the attainment of the wondrous pleasure in immediate observation of the mitzvah in this world. In addition, besides attaining the bitter punishment extending from every sin after one's death, one is also rewarded with feeling the bitter taste of every transgression while he is still alive.
Read this again.
Item 55. These above attainment and repentance come to a person in 2 degrees. The first is the attainment of providence of absolute reward and punishment. Besides attaining the reward for every mitzvah in the next world in utter clarity, he is also rewarded with the attainment of the wondrous pleasure in immediate observation of the mitzvah in this world. In addition, besides attaining the bitter punishment extending from every sin after one's death, one is also rewarded with feeling the bitter taste of every transgression while he is still alive. Naturally, one who has imparted this open providence is certain that he will not sin again, as one is certain that he will not cut his own flesh and cause himself terrible suffering. In addition, one is certain that he will not neglect a mitzvah without performing it the instant it comes to his hand, just as one is certain that he will not neglect any worldly pleasure or a great profit that comes into his hand.
We have read before that if there was such a revealed providence, then the whole world would be complete righteous. Where does it say that? In what item? What? 43? Yeah? Oh. Let's read it.
Item 43. If, for example, the Creator were to establish open providence with His creations, in that, for instance, anyone who eats something forbidden would choke on the spot, and anyone who performs a mitzvah would discover such wonderful pleasures in it, like the finest pleasures in this corporeal world, then, one, what fool would even contemplate tasting something forbidden, knowing that he would immediately lose his life as a result? Just as one does not contemplate jumping into a fire. Two, also, what fool would leave any mitzvah without performing it as quickly as possible? Just as one cannot retire from or linger with a great corporeal pleasure that comes into his hand without receiving it as quickly as he can. Thus, if providence were open to us, all the people in the world would be complete righteous.
What is happening here after the exertion to discover, when we discover the open providence, why doesn't it corrupt us? What does the exertion help me with? How? That I no longer just do everything automatically to feel good and not to feel bad, but rather I detach myself from the result, and I do only in order to bring contentment. So what does the exertion do here? What has it built? A kind of adapter, a kind of isolation between me and my action, me and my thought, me and my action, result, reward, punishment, that I don't care about reward and punishment, as mentioned there in item 43, where I would become a beast that just goes according to good and bad, pleasure and suffering. And here I work in terms of bestowing or, God forbid, receiving. That I work according to the vessels of others and not my own, fulfilling the deficiencies of others and not my vessels. That the deficiencies of others becomes my own. So what exertion have I made here? Like he says here, after a person labored, then when does he come to that state? Gershon, do you understand that? Yes? It's understood. Can someone express the question? Maybe I cannot express it well.
I think you asked clearly. Why does the labor changes the value from engaging in receiving into different values of giving? Changing values through the labor, why does it change it?
I don't know. I don't understand the word values exactly. Can someone say it better? Yes, Gilad.
Basically, you're asking, why is it not changing a cow for a donkey? Here I exert and enjoy, in item 53, seemingly openly, and in there too. So what's the difference? If the result, the end result is pleasure, why is it not replacing a cow with a donkey? What is it that's different here? The good and the pleasure are measured not with respect to the will to receive, but with respect to contentment to the Creator.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, what has my effort, my labor, changed here? How can we define it?
My ladder of values, like Eyal said.
I don't know about what ladder. What do you mean by ladder of values?
That now I enjoy bestowing, and then I enjoyed receiving. The kli has changed.
That I enjoy bestowing.
I guess.
Okay, so most importantly to enjoy.
The purpose of creation, right, to do good to his creations.
So I bestow in order to enjoy.
I bestow and I enjoy bestowing.
Yeah, you enjoy bestowing. That's good or not? I think it's a klipa. That the pleasure from bestowing necessitates me to bestow, just like a mother gives to her baby.
Well, that's exactly what changes the values. The goal forces me to act in bestowal. Okay, let's take away the pleasure from the equation. No, I can't express it.
Oh, that's what I want. So you'll see how not simple this is to express.
It's as if the labor builds in me the relation to the Creator, the connection to Him. And then what I want to know is what's with Him, the reward and punishment for Him.
Correct, yes. But what vessels do I acquire? Yes.
To detach from the will to receive. This is the freedom. It's the freedom to choose between the will to receive and the bestowal.
If I leave my will to receive, I have nothing.
But I can rise above it.
What does it mean to rise above it?
It's the point of freedom. Everything we talk about in the last day.
How do I build a new kli, in short, from the will to receive? How do I build a new kli? Because I got nothing else besides the will to receive. I can't let it go.
Maybe with faith above reason?
What is that? I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know how to put it. To detach from my feeling, that I'm not dependent on my feelings.
Yes.
I'm not dependent on my feelings, and now I can choose bestowal or not bestowal. I have the ability. This is man's free choice.
Okay, it's difficult to express, that's for sure. All right, guys, I can't... Okay.
To build a place of reception instead of bestowal. A place of reception outside of me.
Also true.
What he said before, faith above reason, maybe in clearer words, is greatness of the Creator. I am locked on Him. That's the new kli.
One word. Can you say one word, Rachamim?
I never check where I am. I always want to add greatness of the Creator. From this, I will get infinite pleasure.
Okay. Yes.
I build Masach and Ochozo.
More. Yes.
He writes that he is rewarded with feeling the bitter taste in every transgression. He is rewarded with it.
Okay, that's, yes.
Kavana.
Intention.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, just yell without a microphone.
The labor built a kli that allows me to discern that bestowal is better and more correct than working in order to receive.
changes a cow for an ass. That's what it, how it turns out. Yes, Vlad.
It's not clear how labor turns a person into a creature exactly like the Creator.
On what condition can a person resemble the Creator?
He has to be like the Creator. As it's written, the Creator doesn't think of himself. He doesn't even think that he is bestowing.
Oh, that's already a key, that I don't think about myself like the Creator, but only to bestow. Then where do I look for the new kli? In the ten. In Havaya.
So it turns out that the Creator created man, the will to receive, and man creates the ten?
Yeah, then you understand that turning to the Creator, coming closer to the Creator, thinking in His direction, focusing your attitude, your efforts to Him, you have no other way of doing it. You have to format yourself so that opposite the Creator, you can then communicate with Him, you can connect with Him. It's kind of a commutation that in order to do so, there's no other way besides entering the ten, and then you are compatible.
So what exactly is the labor?
The labor is to integrate in the group, to without limit.
So everything around the group, this whole world?
Nothing. It's all in the group. All in the group. When you begin to integrate in the group, you begin to discover that the whole world is there. But everything outside, the billions of people, the universe, all sorts of things, the worlds, the spiritual worlds, is there something there or what? That our world is just a grain of sand in it. There you find the ten, your soul with all its details and aspects, etc.
The story of this poor little point in the heart sitting like Mordechai in the king's gate.
The king's gate, yeah.
And she has to protect the king, but she is completely powerless. So what does it mean? How can this tiny thing be? What's the labor? How can it?
It's a little thing towards you. That's how you appreciate it as little. You begin to come closer to it, you see how great it is. Close your eyes and say, there's nothing. There's nothing. There's no reality. There's nothing. What universe? What? Nothing. Open your eyes. See what you have. What you have. It all depends on the vessel that you open up. Okay, next.
Item 56. Now you can understand the words of our sages. What is repentance like? When he who knows the mysteries will testify that he will not return to folly. These are seemingly perplexing words. For who would rise to heaven to hear the testimony of the Creator? Also, before whom should the Creator testify? Is it not enough that the Creator himself knows that the person repented with all his heart and will not sin again? From the explanation, the matter becomes very simple. In truth, one is not absolutely certain that he will not sin again before he is rewarded with the above attainment of reward and punishment, meaning the revelation of the face. This revelation of the face, from the perspective of the Creator's salvation, is called testimony. Since his salvation in itself to this attainment of reward and punishment is what guarantees that he will not sin again. It is therefore considered that the Creator testifies to him. It is written, what is repentance like? In other words, when will one be certain that he has been granted complete repentance? For this, one is given a clear sign. When he who knows the mysteries testifies that he will not return to folly. This means that he will attain the revelation of the faith, at which time one's own salvation will testify that he will not return to folly.
Questions. What does it mean that the Creator testifies?
Ken.
Yes.
The Creator keeps the avut. He's our guarantor. We want to be in avut, and He compliments us.
In what state is the person when the Creator testifies on him?
In prayer, in request.
Okay. Well, let's continue.
Item 57. The above-mentioned repentance is called repentance from fear. This is because although one returns to the Creator with his heart and soul, until he who knows the mysteries testifies that he will not return to folly, that certainty that he will not sin again is due to one's attainment and sensation of the terrible punishment and wicked torment extending from that from the transgressions. Because of this, one is certain that he will not sin, just as he is sure that he will not afflict himself with horrible suffering. However, in the end, These repentances and certainty are only because of the fear of punishment that extends from the transgressions. It turns out that one's repentance is only due to fear of punishment. Because of this, it is called repentance from fear.
Then why is it still called answer or repentance? Why is it repentance and why is it from fear? Repentance means that he will come close to the Creator. If he comes close to the Creator, it means there's a certain equivalence of form between them. So what is the equivalence between them? In what state is the person when he is in repentance from fear and the Creator testifies for him that he will not return to folly? Yes, Shlomo?
He restricts the vessels of reception. He doesn't use them for himself.
That's clear, yes. What else?
And he sees that it is equivalent, disparity of form. So it brings him to a state of being different from what the Creator does. The influence of the bestowal of the Creator and the Kli's behavior.
I don't understand. Again.
Everything he does for his own good is a transgression.
He doesn't do anything for him for his own good. He doesn't do for his own benefit. That's already, otherwise it's not repentance. There is someone else behind you. Yeah.
When the biggest punishment and suffering is detachment from the Creator and nothing else.
And that's why it's insufficient? That's why it is a partial thing?
No. Repentance from fear means he doesn't care what he goes through, what suffering, what sorrow, but the very connection to the Creator or detachment from him makes him feel sorrow and suffering.
that he needs to feel the connection to the Creator
in everything.
And this is what you think is the human, that the connection with the Creator holds him in doing the mitzvah. What are you laughing
at? You just changed my view. Now I think differently.
So what did you think? I didn't understand you. I thought that's what you were saying.
What I meant was that he doesn't mind what his will to receive feels, but repentance from fear means that on top of everything he goes through, the worst suffering is that he doesn't attribute it to the Creator.
Now, if he doesn't relate them to the Creator, it's not repentance. Then there's nothing to talk about. He rather relates it to the Creator, but in order to do what?
So there will be constant connection and not detachment even for a minute.
Why?
Because he sees this as the biggest suffering.
So in order to avoid suffering?
So repentance from fear, for him, this is what causes him the most suffering. Momentary detachment from the Creator.
Okay.
במצב של חפץ חסד. He is in a state of desire and mercy, and he is afraid that maybe he won't be able to bestow enough.
אתה עושה שם מחצית דרך?
So he went halfway. He does recognize the greatness of the Creator. And because he discovered the greatness of the Creator, he is afraid that he will not be able to bestow. And this is what governs him in that state.
Meaning only the concern that he won't be able to bestow full force.
Correct.
So why is it a flaw?
Well, because he feels like he's still incomplete. It's like half completeness.
Why is it imperfection if I always think that I want to add more and more?
Because he feels that he still cannot receive in order to bestow. It's not completely like the Creator. He went a certain part of the way. He's been rewarded with some greatness, but he's not exactly like the Creator. He's attained a certain status opposite the Creator, but he knows it's not the complete status.
Well, okay, let's leave it at that. Yes, you are.
He writes here that his repentance is because of fear of punishment, meaning there's still in relation to me, I'm afraid of punishment. It doesn't matter that the punishment itself changes, that the biggest punishment to me is detachment from the Creator and not being adhered to the quality of bestowal, but there's still a thought of me, that I am afraid of detaching from the Creator.
So there is an I that appears in this whole picture. Right. Yes, Gadi.
On the one hand, he acquired the greatness of the Creator. On the other hand, he objects the vessels of reception that somehow still live in him. So he's afraid to use them.
Okay, let's continue.
58. By this we understand the words of our sages, that one who repents from fear is rewarded with his sins becoming as mistakes. We must understand how this happens. According to the above, you can thoroughly understand that the sins one makes extend to him from the reception of a guidance of double concealment, namely, concealment within concealment. This means that he does not believe in a guidance of reward and punishment. One concealment means that he believes in a guidance of reward and punishment. But because of the accumulation of the suffering, he sometimes comes to thoughts of transgression. This is because although he believes that the suffering came to him as a punishment, he is still as one who sees his friend from behind, and might doubt and mistake him for another. As written here, that these sins are only mistakes, since in general, he believes in a guidance of reward and punishment.
Again,
item 58. By this we understand the words of our sages, that one who repents from fear is rewarded with his sins becoming as mistakes. We must understand how this happens. According to the above, you can thoroughly understand that the sins one makes extend to him from the reception of a guidance of double concealment, namely concealment within concealment. This means that he does not believe in a guidance of reward and punishment. One concealment means that he believes in a guidance of reward and punishment, but because of the accumulation of the suffering, he sometimes comes to thoughts of transgression. This is because although he believes that the suffering came to him as a punishment, he is still as one who sees his friend from behind, and might doubt and mistake him for another. As written there, that these sins are only mistakes, since in general he believes in a guidance of reward and punishment.
All right, we'll move on to the next part of the lesson, because we cannot be in this for too long. We have to let the material settle in.